Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, there's been an accident in Diepkloof on the N12 West at the N1 Diepkloof interchange, causing massive delays there, and news of an accident in Kempton Park in the same area where the roadworks are happening on the R21 North near Pomona Road.
Former South African President Thabo Mbeki is in Soweto, Gauteng, campaigning for the ANC. He says he commits to ensuring that the party attends to concerns raised by citizens.
When the people say we're unhappy about this, about the other, about the ANC, those concerns are genuine and we must attend to them.
The South African Reserve Bank, meanwhile, launched a new insurance scheme today, the Corporation for Deposit Insurance for Banks, to cover customers' savings should the bank collapse. And in Tanzania, at least 155 people have died as torrential rains linked to the El Nino weather system triggered flooding and landslides. This as West African countries are experiencing heavier rather than usual rainfall. According to the Tanzanian authority, more than 51,000 people lost their homes and at least 200,000 people have been affected. I'm Marlina Fushia, more news at 5.
Roz. It's not just Barney Simon who's got something to say about Liverpool's recent capitulation.
Okay, let's hear it.
Jurgen Klopp himself has, the man himself, Jurgen, has conceded that his team need a collapse from both Arsenal and Manchester City to win the Premier League after their shock 2-0 defeated Everton last night. The Reds is by 3 points with 4 matches remaining and are just 1 point clear of City, who have 2 games in hand. The Citizens could narrow that gap as early as tonight. They have a match against Brighton and Hove Albion. It's at 9 o'clock. I think I'm going to try and stay up for that one. A massive blow for the Vodacom Bulls in the URC with fly half Johan Huesen handed a 3-match suspension. He received a straight red that was in last weekend's loss to Munster. The Bulls are currently fourth on the table, 4 league matches remaining before the knockouts. The Sharks, meanwhile, have named a heavyweight-laden team for their URC match away to the Scarlets tomorrow night. They rested a couple of big names against Glasgow, and this time around, John Plumtree has pulled up the big guns. Oxenchair, Eben Etzebeth, Grant Williams, Makazole Mapimpi, all going to have a go. And speedster Maria Chiremba makes a welcome return to the Springbok 7 squad for next weekend's Singapore 7s. She scored 4 tries in as many tournaments, but limped off in Vancouver and missed the next 2 tournaments in LA and Hong Kong. She replaces Alicia Aries in 1 of 3 changes. Eloise Webb and Felicia Jacobs also in the mix. I'm Olenjinga, and that's your Jack of Sport. It's The
Drive with Robin Ross. Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.